The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 206 countries in the world and every state in America. The station is licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and Sound Exchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio, and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's first guest is a really cool band that I think you guys are going to love. They're called Walkers K. They're an original pop rock band based out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They have a few members: Gary LaBar, lead vocals, rhythm guitar, and keyboards; Mike Swain, lead and rhythm guitars; Dave Pastilli, drums; and Tim Morrissey, bass guitar and backing harmony vocals. The band gets its name from an out island in the Bahamas, Walkers K.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Sorrentals, thank you for having us on. This is great.
You're welcome. I heard you guys are doing some cool things up in Canada, and it's really an honor to have you guys on the show.
Well, thank you for that. We're trying to do it, but of course, with isolation going on, it's very, very, very difficult.
Yeah. Are you guys jamming remotely or doing any live streaming, or are you just kind of on hiatus?
We're kind of on a hiatus, just trying to keep up our social media presence. But basically right now, we're not doing anything live. We're keeping that distance requirement.
Yeah, I hear you. How are things up in Canada? I know how the U.S. is, but how are you guys doing up there? I love Toronto, by the way. I'm in Chicago, and Toronto's kind of like the Chicago of Canada, I think.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, we're doing okay personally with our families and such. You know, like any major city in the world right now, it's everything's kind of in the doghouse. There's not a lot going on. A lot of things are closing. It looks like a ghost town, so it's kind of weird when you really think about it.
Yeah. Any idea when you guys are reopening? Are they looking at May 1st or 15th or not yet? They don't know.
Not yet. The prime minister up here supposedly is saying he wants to rush some type of vaccine first before he starts to really generalize getting people out in the public domain. But, you know, that could take months, if not a year or more. So I'm not sure exactly when anything's going to reopen.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about you guys. When did you guys get together?
Well, we got together approximately a year and a half ago. Myself, this is Gary. I knew Dave. Dave's the drummer in the band. I actually was teaching him piano and found out he was a drummer, so I kind of grabbed him. And Mike I met through a radio show. I own a radio station, and Mike came in as a guest. And he, you know, basically started talking to me, and we brought Mike in. And then Tim, we actually found through an ad, a Universal Music ad, that, you know, he was interested in joining the band, so we brought him in as well.
Wonderful. All right. When did each of you guys start playing? Were you kids, high school? When did you guys first get the bug?
Well, for me personally, I started when I was about 11 or 12, not anything serious. My cousin had a guitar, and she taught me three chords, A, D, and E, and I, you know, just fell in love with the guitar, and then I really didn't pursue anything again until I was at least 28 years old.
Okay. How about you, Mike?
For me, I started when I was 12 years old, and I hated the guitar. Then at the age of 16, I heard a band called, I think they're called Free Fair, and they're playing at our high school. And I just loved the guitar sound, and that's when I really started getting into guitar playing.
Yeah,
okay. It was yeah, you know, when I was younger, I didn't like it. When I got a little bit older, it was just an amazing instrument to hear.
I got my first set when I was 13, and it took a little bit of time before I saw interest in it, I guess. I would play like once a week, but we'll say a year into it, something just kicked in and I would play every day. So, yeah, sometimes it takes time.
Yeah. Who would you guys say as a band? I know individually you have different influences, but as a band, are there one or two people that you try to emulate, sound like, or that inspire you the most?
Well, you know, that's a weird question to answer, and I'll tell you why. Because we're trying to sound like us. You know, but
good answer. That's the correct answer, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. But yeah. I personally have always loved Styx. I think they're a really great rock, progressive rock type of band. So that's for, I think the band is trying to emulate a little bit like them. But Mike, what do you think?
For me, when I started playing, I was into Randy Rhoads from Ozzy. That was my real big hero. And when I got a little bit older, I got into Boston and Styx and other bands that were very melodic. And I got into Jakey Lee, which used to play for Ozzy too. And I've always been kind of like towards April Wine kind of stuff, like harder rock. That's what I've always kind of been attracted to.
Yeah, wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. Obviously, this songwriter show, do you guys start with riffs? Do you start with melody, lyrics? How do you guys get started?
Well, basically, it's a combination of both. There are songs that have been written where you get an idea in your head, a melody line or, you know, a chord change, and then you go from there and then you add the lyrics. And sometimes I have written personally some lyrics or a poem or something, and I think about those lyrics. And then I say, okay, what would be the good genre for it? Melodic type of rock song, a ballad, harder rock. And then I put the music to it. So it's been a twofer type of process, either or.
Okay. How do you guys decide what song is going to stay in the heap or, if, you know, what you're going to cut, what you're going to release to the public?
I think basically it's a band kind of decision where we play the songs, we rehearse them, we arrange them, and then we kind of say, okay, guys, what do you think? Live show, recording, what have you, and then we just kind of discuss it. And we kind of think whatever would be to the more pleasant to the ear of the average listener and anything that they could relate to, that would be the song that we'd want to put out in the public domain.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about when you looked at starting the band, what was your mission? Did you guys have a mission of something you wanted to accomplish 1 year out?
Yeah, the chicks. No, I'm only kidding. No.
That's the rock and roll, right?
Yeah. For me, I don't know about Mike, but Mike will tell you in a second. But for me, it's just I've always been a creative type of guy, and I just needed something to show my creativity, not to brag, not that type of thing, but just to get it out, to leave some type of legacy, hopefully, before I pass on. And as I say, I'm no spring chicken. So, Mike?
Yeah, for me, it's always been creating something out of nothing and creating a feeling. Eh? And I think that's what I've kind of strived for. I've always liked that kind of a feel. It's something different.
Yeah. Is there like a mistake that each of you guys made in your previous life that with the band you're like, hey, we're not going to make this mistake, something you've learned over the years that you want to share with the audience?
I think for me personally, not really. I wouldn't call it a mistake per se. I think if I knew then what I know now, I would have started music as a career much, much younger and pursued what I love doing now. But that's about the only thing really I can think of.
Okay, Mike?
Yeah, I think for me, I don't know, I just always, I think for me, I've always liked playing guitar. I just wanted to do that. I mean, always wanted to do something like that, eh?
Okay. How do you guys, when you see young kids or you see people just starting out, do you try to give them some advice? Like if you could give them one piece of advice, what would it be?
No, it's competition. No, I'm only kidding. Yeah.
Screw the young guys, you know, right? You're like,
yeah, pretty much, you know, hey, get lost. No, of course not. Basically, be honest to yourself and be honest to your fans, you know, and that could be your family, friends, whoever. And, you know, if you really want to make it in this business, I'm not trying to put down any particular musician or group, but cover bands per se are a way to get some experience and get out there and get your chops up. But if you're really going to make it in this business, I tell them, shoot for the gold and platinum, write your own music, record your own music, arrange your own music. That's going to get you a lot farther than playing a bar for $50 every Saturday.
Yeah, that's great advice. Yeah,
that sounds good. And be your own sound. I think you got to be what you are as a band. Not try to copy somebody else or try to be the same as another band.
So the advice I would have is get out and play with people. It's one thing to practice at home and learn parts. It's another thing to play them with people. And it's even another thing to play with people live. So get out and play with people as much as you can. Different people, learn different styles, and then see what you're good at, see what evolves, and go from there.
Yeah, that's very true. I think that's a mistake a lot of bands make. They try to, you know, do covers, but then they just write the same stuff and they don't really try to find what's unique about their band and the people in the band.
You know, that's true too, Sorrentals. And, you know, one thing I noticed that kind of goes with that question, if you go into a music store and you see a lot of these young folks, you know, trying out guitars and this and that, they think that playing fast and all these phenomenal riffs are going to get them somewhere in the music business. Well, you remember, speed ain't nothing without class, right? So the bottom line is, you know how to tune your guitar. That's number one. Number two, write something that doesn't necessarily have to be Speedy Gonzales and how fast you can do leads and hammer-ons and hammer-offs and this and that. The best thing is to write, listen to what you're doing, and try to be original with everything. Don't copy people. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, I have to agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Tell us, up in Canada, you know, in the U.S., we kind of try to protect each other with scams, and there's all sorts of stuff out there. Anything in Canada, any scams that are well-known up there that maybe some of the listeners would want to watch out for here?
I don't know about any scams. I mean, there's plenty of scams everywhere in life. But there's nothing that I could honestly tell your listeners to watch out for from Canada. We know that cannabis is totally legal now in the country. So I know a lot of folks. I'm born and bred in New York. So I know a lot of my family and a lot of people say, hey, you guys have pot legal up there now. And you know, a lot of people are crossing the border thinking it's a-okay. Well, it may be in this country, but try go back home with it in your car or on your purse, and you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Sure. So in listening to your influences earlier, I'm kind of an 80s child. What's your favorite 80s tunes?
My favorite 80s tunes would be anything of hair band related. If you go right down the alphabet to bands, it could be, you know, anything from pop rock. You know, I've toured with some major acts, but it could be like Eddie Money, Heart, Boston, you know, anything like that has a good crunch to it. Poison, you know, anything like that for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Ozzy, Boston, I think even Motley Crue to some degree, and also April Wine. It's always been kind of like my favorite bands back in the 80s.
For sure.
And like Gary was saying, anything with a good crunch and a good melody, that's very important. I'm not really into the really fast stuff, like they really, where it's just all a bunch of beats. I want a melody to the tune.
Growing up, I listened to a lot of Led Zeppelin for the drumming, of course. It's very powerful. And more recently, I listened to Mac DeMarco a lot. He's the type of musician where you can just get lost in his music. And he still puts out like complete albums. It's not just a single. You can kind of listen to his stuff front to back.
Yeah, absolutely. How would you guys describe yourselves? More of a like a hunter or a gatherer?
I myself would be both, but I would say if I had to pick one, more of a gatherer.
Yeah, I have to say the same for me too.
Do you guys think it's important to be one or the other in the music world?
No, I don't think so today, because quite frankly, the majority of bands that are making a mark in the world, they're not like the bands, Sorrentals, like you and I and Mike love. A lot of the bands now are what we would call technical bands, where they're using all kinds of technology to make songs, so-called songs and this and that. So I don't think it makes a difference anymore, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me, too, how many people out there, they release these songs, but if you try to talk to them about chords or melody or rhythm or anything, you know, they have like no clue. They either use beats right. or loops, or they hire people to do these work for hire things. I've tried to collaborate with a few people that you quickly realize, wow, this guy, like his rhyme scheme is the same in every section.
For sure.
There's no variety, you know, just basic songwriting mistakes. It's kind of tough because the whole point is for us to each get better.
For sure.
And some people kind of stagnate doing the same thing, and they don't listen to critiques and criticisms from professionals or from other songwriters, and it's kind of hard to work with that.
I would agree 1,000,000% on that, exactly the way we feel, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think if this is your passion and you keep trying to get better, I started 7 years ago, and I do things very differently than I do even 6 months ago, let alone 7 years ago. Point is to get better.
Absolutely it is. Or yeah. Why are you bothering, right? Why bother?
Yeah. What do you guys work towards in your free time? Any hobbies, anything interesting, any passions outside music?
Lots of sex. No.
Oh, you are a rock and roll band, right? So
yeah, we are. No, I actually, Sorrentals, I was talking to you about this off air. I own a radio station as well. So I'm full-time producing, mixing, engineering, all that kind of stuff. And I'm also a pilot. So even though I don't fly a lot anymore at all, I still follow that quite a bit because there's so much to learn and so much to grasp to keep your chops up, you know, as a pilot. So those are the two things, music, entertainment, radio, and flying for me.
Wow. I've always wanted to be a pilot when I was younger. So that's kind of cool.
I'll take you up when we come down and visit you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll fly over the Sears Tower or whatever.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Actually, now it's called the Willis Tower. So I can't call
that's
it the
right,
Sears Tower
for sure.
anymore. How about you, Mike?
That's right.
Yeah, I think for me in my spare time, I record bands, I do cinematography, and I do audio production. And that keeps me fairly busy. And it actually helps towards the band, too, for our recordings.
Yeah, so you do cinematography.
That's a whole, career
that's too, a whole yeah. other... Yeah, absolutely. You guys do any music videos together?
Yeah, we've done a couple so far, and they turned out really well.
That's cool.
And by the way, if I may, the two songs that we currently released, and you have one you're going to play later called YOY, we have lyric videos out for those. And we are going to, as soon as this isolation is done, we're going to be out there hopefully producing our regular music video for those songs.
Yeah, actually, I was just going to ask you for two things because we got 2 minutes left here. Number one, why don't you guys give us all your contact information where fans can buy your music, listen to you, and check you out? And then number two, tell us about the song we're going to hear here.
Okay, Mike, you want to do the social stuff?
Absolutely. If anybody wants to get a hold of us, what they can do is they can go to our website, and it'd be Walkers K, and that'd be Walkers, and K would be C-A-Y .ca. And all the information they want to, there's contact information, there's videos, audio, there's press releases. It'll talk about everything that's happening with the band. And also what they can do is they can go to the Facebook page, too, and just do a search on a Walkers K, and it should come up right away for you guys.
Or it'll come up with the island. Yeah. You know, so, yeah. So people just have to remember, as Mike said, walkersk.ca. And as far as YOY is concerned, that was a song that I wrote looking at everything that's going on in the world right now, and you got to question it. In a good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't matter what political side of the fence you're on, political spectrum you are. It's just YOY, and it makes us look at things in reality.
Okay, now tell us, we got a minute here, guys. Tell us about this song. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it?
Well, as I say, it's really quick. It's a song about a lot of the problems and things going on in the world, and you have to ask yourself, YOY, and I saw a lot of that. You know, following news online, reading a lot of newspapers, listening to the radio. And I said, you know what? It's about time I write something.
All right, brother. This was awesome. I definitely want to have you guys back on sometime in the future.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And we can maybe plug your other song, but it was absolutely a thrill, and hope to meet you guys in person sometime.
Thank you very much, Sorrentals, and you know, we wish you the best with your show and your station.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, we're going to hear their song, YOY, right now. Thank you. What a wonderful song. I want to thank Walker's Cave for being on tonight. To any listeners out there who may be artists, or if you know someone who's an artist, if you want to be on the Songwriter Show, please feel free to reach out either on social media or just email me. Thank you all for listening. I know your time is precious, and I thank you for spending some of it with me. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sarantos, and please join me every Tuesday night to hear other fascinating artists share their behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of my instrumentals called British Raw. This was from my CD, Best TV Show Instrumentals, Volume 1. It's a classic 1960s British instrumental featuring, of course, guitars. It's in the key of A major, and it's in the style of the Kinks and the Animals. This Brit rock tune will take you back to a 60s night at the drive-thru in London. Have a great night, and I love you all. Thank you for tuning in, and see you next week.
Momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.